Good morning. Welcome to worship. Special welcome to all those visiting today here to celebrate confirmation of Michaela Stock and Mackenzie Haugen. We invite you to stay after worship for some refreshments that are being served by the Stocks, and you're all welcome to join in the celebration. If you need to find a restroom at some time during your time here, there is some behind this wall over here. You can access them through the library or downstairs as well. So we're glad to have you here today. We have a couple of announcements that I want to highlight. One is the insert in your bulletin. The Stavanger Ladies Outreach is doing their annual garage sale. And you can see the times and dates of that. If you have gently used items that can be put on the sale, please bring them to Faye Baylor's house. Her address is listed there by June 23rd, and the setup will be on the 23rd for that. And also there's volunteers that could be used to help with the sale, so if you're able to help, please talk to Kathy Thompson or Faye Baylor, and they'll put you to work. Please note also that we'll have some planned monthly fellowship brunches this summer. And also note that we do plan to have some outdoor services this summer. The schedule's a bit irregular, so just watch Sunday by Sunday. We plan to be inside today and next week, but we're planning on outdoor services the last two Sundays of this month, so bring a lawn chair or something to sit on, and if the weather's not nice, we'll just move inside. Yes? Okay, thank you. That's what it says right there. It just, you never know if people are paying attention during announcements. It's good to do this once in a while just to make sure people are paying attention. Joy, you get the prize. For paying attention. No brunches this summer. All right, thank you very much. Okay. Today, the staff for Inspiration Point Bible Camp is being commissioned for the summer of their ministry at iPoint, and we ask you to keep them in your prayers as they serve all the campers that will be coming this summer, both children and families alike. Okay, and just a note that we do plan to attend their Passion Play, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus that is portrayed by the camp staff. We'll plan to go as a church out on Tuesday, June 28th, and more information on that will be forthcoming. Please note if you're on Outreach or Church Board or those groups or Board of Christian Ed, we have meetings this week, and know when yours is and be there. All right. One additional announcement, or actually two. It's a part of our service. We're serving Holy Communion at Stavanger today. And if I direct your attention to the bulletin insert, the white one, that if you're desiring Holy Communion and wish to join us, I'd like to just share with you what that is. It's eating and drinking the bread and wine, which we recognize is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus. And the scriptures testify to that. And those wishing to attend, communion is intended for those who have been baptized into Jesus Christ, trust Him as Savior and Lord, confess and repent of their sins, and have been instructed in the meaning and proper reception of the sacrament. Our practice here at Stavanger is to offer communion to believers who have completed confirmation instruction or its equivalent. And so if you have been instructed in the Lord's Supper and share our belief of what is being offered here, of who is being offered, our Lord Jesus, we invite you to join us for that part of the service. And it's a special joy that we'll be inviting our confirmants, Michaela and Mackenzie, to joining at the communion rail for their first communion today, as they have been confirmed. So those are the announcements, and one additional that among our fellowship, one of our longtime members, Irvin Langseth, passed away yesterday evening, and we do extend our sympathies to Irvin's family, and we'll announce arrangements as that information is available. Are there any other announcements that should be made? All right. Well, then let us begin our service and invite you to follow along for the call to worship from Psalm 143. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Let us pray. Father, thank you for gathering us here today to worship you, to celebrate the confirmation of Michaela and Mackenzie. We thank you, Lord, for your work in their lives and in the lives of all of us, Lord. May we hear your word today. May we be encouraged and led, Lord, into a closer walk with you. So bless this time of worship. May your name be praised, for you are worthy. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. I invite you to rise as you're able and continue to worship with our song, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Like a shepherd leads us, washing thy tender hair. In thy presence, lead us, for our disciples to bear. Blessed Jesus, Christ brought us thy Jesus, our response. Our scripture reading from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, "If, as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there all over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. This is the end of the scripture reading. Invite our confirmants to come forward, Pastor Eric.
Well, it has been another great year of confirmation. If you know either Mackenzie or Michaela, you know that they gave me a really hard time in class. No, they were both excellent students. They were prepared. They are prepared today, even if they don't feel it. And they always asked really good questions in class. So it was just my joy to be able to share this time with them. There is one thing that I want to say before we get to your questions today, which is that today, I'm not confirming you. And I don't mean like you failed and now you've got to come back next year. I mean that it is not for me to confirm you today, and that's not something that the congregation does either. Today, you stand before this congregation and before God, and you confirm that the faith that God has given to you, that He has promised, that He has given to you in your baptism, you are confirming that faith before this congregation today. You are saying, "Yes, this is what I believe." After 2 years of going over the foundations of our faith, with me in class every week, you now stand here and you proclaim to this congregation what it is that you believe. So in many ways, this is more of a beginning than it is an end, even though we often call it a graduation. I told the boys last year that this graduation from confirmation doesn't mean that you get to stop reading your Bible or growing in your Christian faith. This is just the beginning. So I know you girls are ready to get going, so let's get to these questions. So if you just want to pass this back and forth. Michaela, what is the Bible?
The word Bible means book. It consists of 66 books and letters and is the final source of authority for all Christian life and faith.
Perfect. Mackenzie, what do we mean when we say that the Bible is inspired?
The word inspired means God breathed, and God breathed his message to the writers of the Bible. And this not only means that it contains the word of God, it is the word of God.
Yeah. Michaela, there's one clear message that runs throughout all 66 books of the Bible. What is that message?
That God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And the Old Testament looks forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, and the New Testament records his time on earth and the aftermath of it.
Yeah, perfect. Mackenzie, the message of the Bible has been divided into law and gospel. What is the law?
The law is what we must and must not do, and it is God's standards of holiness.
Are we able to keep that standard?
No.
No. And Michaela, what is the gospel?
The gospel is what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ became fully man so he could die on the cross for our sins and provide salvation for us all.
Yeah, that's it. Mackenzie, the Ten Commandments, they're divided into two tables of the law. Which commandments are in the first table?
The first table of the law includes the first three commandments, and it deals with our relationship to God and teaches us to love him above everything else.
Perfect. Michaela, which commandments are in the second table of the law?
The second table of the law has commandments 4 through 10, and it deals with our relationship between us and our neighbor and teaches us to love our neighbor as ourselves.
Mackenzie, what is grace?
Grace is God's undeserved love for us.
Michaela, who is God?
God is one God in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And Michaela, what is the first article of the Apostles' Creed about?
The first article is about God the Father and his work of creation.
Mackenzie, what is the second article of the Apostles' Creed about?
The second article is about God the Son and his work of redemption.
Michaela, what's the third article about?
The third article is about God the Holy Spirit and his work of sanctification.
Mackenzie, what are the two natures of Christ?
The two natures of Christ are human and divine, which means that he is fully human and fully God.
Yeah. So if he was fully human, does that mean that he shared a sinful nature like we have?
No.
Good. Michaela, how is it that someone receives eternal life?
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
So, if we're saved by our faith in Jesus Christ, does that mean that technically we're saved by our good work of having faith?
No, even faith is a gift from God.
Yeah. Mackenzie, what is the primary means of grace?
The primary means of grace is God's word.
Michaela, what are the other means of grace?
The other means of grace are the sacraments, which is baptism and communion.
Perfect. And I've asked you both to choose a verse for today to share and to explain why it is significant to you, so if you'd like to share those now.
I chose Philippians 1:6. God did not bring you this far to leave you, and to me it means that he won't take me somewhere that he can't help me get through, and he's always with me because he's the Holy Spirit.
I chose 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for us. I like this one because he tells us that he cares for us, and through this verse he shows his love for us.
Great. Great. You guys both did a perfect job today. Can we give them a hand? I'll invite Pastor John to come up and pray for us.
You guys stay here. well, first of all, I just want to say just
What a joy it is to hear Michaela and Mackenzie declare these great truths of God's Word that have been planted in them, not just in these last couple of years, but all their lives, their families and their Sunday school teachers and others have sown the seed of the Word, and it's a joy to see it bearing fruit in their lives already, and we pray that it will continue. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for the evidence of your work in Mackenzie's and Michaela's lives, Lord, as here they are declaring the truths that have been planted in them, the faith which they are taking hold of as their own, which you have given them. And we pray your blessing, the outpouring of your Holy Spirit to, Lord, continue the good work you have begun in them and to use them, Lord, to bear fruit in your kingdom by living as followers of Jesus and sharing the good news that they themselves have received. So we pray, Lord, that they would continue to grow, that you would continue to encourage them and bless them to be a blessing. And we thank you, Lord, for all those who have shared the good news, the truth of Jesus with them in word and deed throughout their lives, Pastor Eric and others and their families and other pastors and teachers. And I pray you'd continue to provide others to come alongside them, encourage them along the way, even as they come alongside others to encourage them themselves. So we ask all these things and trust you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, let's hear it for them one more time.
And they're receiving quilts from Stavanger Church ladies who have made them, and certificates as well.
You get it, man. You know how awesome those quilts are. Our gospel reading this morning is found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, and I invite you to please rise for the reading of God's word. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of God. You may be seated. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday, and Pentecost is known for being the day when God poured out his Spirit, just as we heard in our reading from Acts. But before this account in Acts, before this event where God poured out his Spirit in Jerusalem, Pentecost, which is also called the Feast of Weeks, already existed. It was a Hebrew festival that lasted 7 weeks, beginning one day after Passover. The festival was 50 days. It ended 50 days after Passover, which is where it gets the name Pentecost, which means 50th. It was an agricultural festival where believers would present to the Lord the first fruits of their wheat harvest, which was in the form of 2 loaves of bread. The first fruits of their barley harvest was presented to God one day after Passover, which was the day that this festival began. Then the first fruits of the wheat harvest were offered 50 days later, which means that Passover and Pentecost mark the beginning and the end of the grain harvest. Over time, Pentecost began to be celebrated as an anniversary feast of the giving of the law and the establishment of the covenant at Mount Sinai. Today, we remember Pentecost as the day when Christ poured out his Spirit in Jerusalem. The Christian Pentecost is the fulfillment of the Old Testament festival of weeks. The 50 days between Passover and the end of the Feast of Weeks, it symbolized the waiting and the anticipation of Israel to enter into the Promised Land, that they might offer God the first fruits of that land. The 50 days between Jesus' resurrection on Easter morning and Pentecost were also marked by anticipation. They waited and anticipated the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that he would give his Spirit to them. As the Israelites celebrated the Feast of Weeks, they offered the first fruits of their wheat harvest. At Pentecost, God offered to his church the first fruits of his Spirit. When God gave the law to Moses at Mount Sinai, it was a spectacular event. God appeared in a thick cloud. There was thunder, lightning, smoke, and fire. And God spoke out of the fire to the Israelites. At Pentecost in Jerusalem, a violent wind comes from heaven, and these things that look like flaming tongues separate and rest on the disciples' heads. And the disciples begin to proclaim God's word. And miraculously, their message is heard by all in their own native language. Both at Mount Sinai and here in Jerusalem, God's divine word was spoken. At Mount Sinai, when God gave the Ten Commandments, he was speaking his word of the law, which Mackenzie explained to us earlier, is that God was revealing what must and must not be done. The law is God's standard of perfection and holiness. It is this word of the law that accuses us. It shows us our sin and God's hatred of it. It reminds us that sin is not only the bad things that we do, it is our corrupted nature, our inclination to hate what is good and to love what is evil. It reminds us that we need so much more than to just buckle down and to clean up our act. It reminds us that we need restoration. On Pentecost, God's divine message was spoken through his disciples, but this time it was not a word of law. It was the gospel. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Michaela explained earlier that the gospel tells us the good news of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. that he fully kept the law in our place, that he came and he lived and he died and he rose from the dead for our salvation. Jesus is the one who provides exactly what we need. He is the one who restores us. In our scripture reading from the Old Testament today, we heard about the Tower of Babel. When God looked down on sinful creation, trying to make a name for themselves, and what does he do? He confused their language. He spread them over the face of the earth. Before this, humanity was united by a singular language, but not after the Tower of Babel. God confused them and he scattered them. At Pentecost, we see a sneak preview of the restoration that Jesus provides. No longer are people separated and divided by different languages. Each one hears the disciples' message in their own native tongue. Because Pentecost is a continuation of God's work of redemption and salvation for his children. God the Father sends God the Son to reconcile sinners to himself. And God the Holy Spirit creates faith in that reconciliation. Pentecost reveals to us that by the power of the Holy Spirit, God generously provides the faith that he requires. This pattern that has been established at Pentecost continues all the way to today. The Holy Spirit works through word and sacrament to call our hearts to repentance and to create the faith that believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The author and theologian Chad Bird, he wrote a poem about Pentecost titled "No Babbling on Pentecost." It goes, "Today the Spirit of God, who made the tower builders into foolish babblers, unites believers in the univocal language of the church-building grace of Christ. Today, the Spirit of God, who came mightily upon the deliverers of Israel, falls upon the apostles to proclaim the deliverance from sin that we enjoy in Christ. Today, the Spirit of God, who endowed with wisdom the builders of the tabernacle, imparts the saving wisdom of the Word made flesh, who tabernacled among us. Today, the Spirit who gave the law to Israel on two tablets of stone gives hearts of flesh for hearts of stone in the proclamation of the good news. Today, the Spirit whom unfaithful David prayed the Lord would not take from him pours himself into sinners that they may sing of the faithful love of their husband. Today is Pentecost, the 50th day after the Passover resurrection of our Lord. When we are made holy by the holying Spirit of the Christ, who gives to us the Father. Today is Pentecost. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that this Pentecost Sunday you continue to be faithful to us. We thank you that you send to us your Holy Spirit, through whom you have called and gathered, enlightened, sanctified, and preserved us in the true faith. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who brings complete restoration. May we remember and find comfort in this gospel. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Our closing chorus.
So
close the service, just a reminder that our refreshments being served downstairs. You're all welcome to stay and enjoy some and some fellowship together, and to congratulate our confirmants. And I'll invite our two confirmants to walk out with Pastor Eric and myself so people can greet you. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We didn't tell you that ahead of time. Oh. Receive now the benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.